Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number three of transmission against the global control freaks, the scientific establishment of organized crime, sworn to dehumanize and enslave you. They hate freedom. They hate love. They hate decency and honor. They're literally out of the crack of Hades itself. They are the hell swarm, the spawn of the devil. I'm not joking when I say that. Dr. Cuddy, we're about to go back to Ian and Jason and Dr. Deagle, who's holding. We'll get to him. But, I mean, I don't think... Look, I set about exposing the New World Order, just researching, and every time I find out, you know, it leads to the occult, it leads to pure evil. I don't think people realize that all of this electronic straitjacket they're putting in isn't for security. It is a straitjacket so they can feed on us at their leisure. It's kind of like a large python, you know, having the legs cut off of the guinea pigs it's going to eat because it's so fat and slow, it doesn't want to struggle.
And they've, just like the movies I talked about before, they're also showing a lot of movies that will have occultic activities and TV shows and so on. So the way it happens is like this. Alex, who just called in, he's monitored, let's say, Echelon or Iridium, that's, you know, one of their 12 stations is by the Bin Laden Group or the Great Wall of China, finds out who and where Alex is. All right, then they know Alex is talking about these pyramids and the checking in the Ministry of Love and so on. And so now they say, well, you know, Alex sounds like somebody who is paranoid. That's a mental health problem. We need to treat Alex for his mental health problem.
And he'll feel much better once he's had the special medications and his implant.
That is true. And so what you have is, and they usually have guinea pigs at first, so like in Texas, where you're coming out of, the current thrust for mental health in the Bush White House comes from that algorithm project back there.
TMAP, New Freedom.
Yeah, TMAP. Well, there's also the TCMAP, that's the children's aspect of it, where what they do is...
Listen, I got all the articles where they openly say, if you believe in a New World Order, you're mentally ill, need to be locked up.
Yeah, and they give them, and the children, let's say in foster care, would be the guinea pigs.
Over two-thirds are on drugs.
Yeah. Right, over two-thirds are on drugs, including... something like Adderall, which is like the fourth leading ADHD drug in the nation, even though in February Canada banned it because of a lot of strokes and deaths from it.
Well, that's not good.
Well, we still got it.
Good.
Well, that's the population control, right? Reduce the population, especially those little troublemakers. Get all the patriotic young people to go into the military so we can send them over to Iraq. They
yes.
get killed, right? Then we need the Germans over here because our National Guard is over there. So you have the Germans and Chinese over here to protect
And by the way, that's not a joke. I've got article after article where they're doing drills all over the country admitting it's for domestic control.
And see, they'll say, well, we have to. Our National Guard's over in Iraq or wherever.
They actually say that.
Yeah, and they'll be much more willing to shoot us if we don't turn over our guns than American troops would be willing
to. Well, that's conservative. Not turning in your guns is liberal.
Yeah. And so what you have, and the public just accepts this because they've been conditioned to, whether it's with a fluoride and you'll be more docile or whatever, you know, there'll be some incident, right? Some mass murder will go around blowing up kids again, and they'll say, oh, yeah, okay, gun control, I'll go along with it.
Plus, I'm afraid we're going to have to get rid of all of the Republic now.
Well, the way you do that is you don't say, we're getting rid of the Republic now.
We're strengthening it.
Well, what you do is reorganizing it. There you go. You reorganize it to include, let's say, Canada and Mexico, and then you broaden that a little bit. You have economic links at first, maybe.
We are reorganizing the Republic into the first global empire.
Having some fun, Dr. Cutter.
I know.
Good.
All right, we'll be right back with your calls. He's absolutely on target, a real mind, and we love him. He's joining us. We're going to your calls after this quick break. You'll soon have your chips and it won't hurt anymore.
What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've just got 2 seconds. Two segments, feels like 2 seconds, left with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Then I'm going to cover a bunch of other key news items, but we'll cover some of that news right now with him. I know we got loaded phones. We'll go to your calls here in just a moment. But Dr. Cuddy, to get this out of the way now because it's important, in a nutshell, what is the true goal of the New World Order? What is their driving ideology and philosophy? And what are ways to stop them?
Ultimately, there is a spiritual aspect to this, but it's being presented economically at first in terms of a global economy, which has to be managed by a world government, which their goal is a synthesis of Western capitalism and Eastern communism into a world socialist government. That'll be the mechanism, but it'll also include this new world religion as well, which will be occultic and so forth. So that's the ultimate goal. How to stop them? I'm supposed to give a pitch about, stiff upper lip and do all this sort of stuff. Well, it's going to be hard. As a Christian, I say pray first. Nothing will be accomplished without that. But until the American public gets out of its lethargy, which it has been conditioned into, it's going to be really hard. It really will be. And I'm afraid it'll take some sort of event. And I've put one of those possibilities on newswithviews.com in an article where it's titled Babylon has fallen, that great city. I'm afraid it will take that to turn the people around. It'll have to be at the grassroots, and I'm afraid it's going to be really hard because the public is sitting there fat, dumb, and happy watching their TV and eating pizza. I wish I could be encouraging, but, you know, and we should be. Biblically speaking, we're supposed to occupy and fight the good cause and be watchmen on the wall and warn the people, and we're supposed to be about that every single day. I'm just saying, realistically, it's going to be very hard. It won't be a quick fix, which Americans, unfortunately, have been conditioned
instant
to expect.
Instant cheeseburger drive-through
right.
window society,
yeah.
instant gratification.
That's
but-
right.
Would you agree that if we weren't here doing what we're doing,
yeah.
things would already be much worse?
Yeah, which may be the purpose. Maybe we're in a delaying action right now so that it'll give us enough time down the road to actually stop them. That could be the case, yes.
Well, I mean, I know this. We have victories all the time at the local level. Federally, though, they are just falling down the abyss.
Yeah, an example would be this. 75-80% of the people said we don't want NAFTA and GATT. They vote for it anyway.
80% don't want open borders. They do it
right.
anyway.
Now, why can they do that? It's because the average person will go out to the polls the next time and reelect those same people. The same people. Just like when Strobe Talbott, who was Bill Clinton's Rhodes Scholar roommate, wrote in Time magazine about perhaps national sovereignty wasn't such a great idea after all the case for world governments clinched, and about 96 of our U.S. senators said, yes, we confirm him. We approve him to be a top-level person at the State Department.
And then you talk about global government. It doesn't exist. You're crazy when it's in Time
yeah.
magazine.
Yeah, right. And our senators, including, quote, conservative senators, approved the guy.
I want to shift gears for a moment, then we're going right to the calls. But I got to say this. We've gotten a few calls, and even the folks who are on the show said, I wasn't aware they're going to put up mind control towers. Folks, you'll see poor schizophrenics and people put stuff on their house and freak out, and they're sure they're being attacked. And so don't confuse that with reality. This atmosphere makes crazies get even crazier. But let's be specific. DARPA has this patented, and they told the Boston Globe about 2 years ago, it's on the site, they said in case of emergency, we're going to put up towers that will calm you, and it's going to be good. And folks, they really are doing that. They really do have that. And it's not a joke. It's real. The Sunshine Project 3 years ago got the documents where in every major city there's helicopters waiting with knockout gas bottles hooked onto them, which they admit will cause massive fires, car wrecks, death. I mean, knocking out a whole... I mean, folks, they are geared up for it. Dr. Cuddy comments.
A lot of stuff we just haven't learned of. Part of MK Ultra back in the 50s involved some of that stuff. They have their papers. You can find them on the Internet. And actual project numbers where it says this is our task to develop these types of abilities. And so they've been working that.
Well, why would DARPA tell a major newspaper, and it's in several Army reports from 5 years ago, that they're going to put up mind control towers?
Well, you're supposed to therefore become used to it. And sometimes it's a test. In other words,
trial balloon.
They'll have a Terry Schiavo situation, you know, whatever it is, because what they want to see is how far they can go, how fast, and what the public will resist. So they might float a mind control and say, well, let's just stick this out there and see what percentage of the people gets concerned enough to actually do something, not just huff and puff, but actually do something about it. And if the public doesn't, if they just say ho-hum, well, you know, they're home free.
Unbelievable. Let's go to Ian in Canada. Ian, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I called because there seem to be so many reports of activities around the country, special operations. And,
well, they're always doing these conditioning drills, but yeah, they're getting real bad.
Well, we had a very intense black helicopter activity up here from the mid-90s through until February of 2001. It may have had something to do with the fact that this is a rich area for pumping bottled water out at more than the price of oil. If any of your listeners are drinking bottled water, there's a good chance it was pumped out within 5 miles radius of where I am now.
Well, let me just cut through all the why they're flying around. We have the Rand Corporation documents, Pentagon documents. It is admittedly a conditioning mechanism to condition the public to accept military operations and the takeover of major cities and small towns. That's covered my film, so then you... Bottled water. Okay, go ahead.
And, well, I said to myself after February of 2001, after 9/11, that we probably wouldn't see them around because those assets would be deployed. But when they turned up again, that would be a watershed event.
Yeah, it's about to happen again. But what's the connection with bottled water?
There were ground aerial surveys were done here for the water bottlers who have a connection with the larger bottlers.
Oh, you think they were looking for underground water supplies? I got you.
Where to drill? They had no navigation lights, flat black, but occasionally they would have a red sensor on a boom below the belly of the aircraft.
Well, they always have a red light.
And people would, of course, dismiss them as looking for drugs, but not in November and not in January and February when there's 2 feet of snow on the ground. So that's what I figured. Now, what I wanted to tell you about this weekend was that, sure enough, it's a holiday weekend up here, the weekend before your Memorial Day weekend, and a squadron of 8 shiny new black helicopters are flying around here in close but loose formation, 4 up ahead, separated from 4 behind.
All right. Thanks for the call, Lee, and let me just comment on this. Folks, I had the Suncoast Times a week and a half ago, and it said they're going to have tens of thousands of troops, foreign troops, National Guard, running around doing urban warfare, blowing buildings up. We just got calls about it in all over the country, and they say it's working with local police. So I've got all these mainstream news articles on my site where they say it's what it's about, and I always get calls, and I'm not mad at the callers, Dr. Cuddy. They always say, I think they're doing this, I think they're doing that. What are they doing? And then I never really hear anyone talk about all the mainstream news articles admitting what they're doing. Dr. Cuddy?
Yeah, that's what you have to guard against. And sometimes they're, like you said, trial balloons, and you have to be cautious about that because not only there's a controlled opposition, there's a disinformation aspect to this. And so what you look for is, tune into Alex Jones's program. And because a lot of times you won't find in the mainstream media what's actually going on.
And well, here's an example. I know what they're doing at Bergstrom International Airport, formerly the Air Force Base, because I know people that work there, even family. And they openly are merging the regular Army with the National Guard and the local police department, and they got helicopters out every night looking through our walls, surveilling us, looking for drugs. So right there, they're creating that relationship with the cover of drugs, but behind that then is the anti-terror, i.e. suppression of the population mechanism.
Yeah, and that's similar to what they did at Waco. You had the Wesley Clark, Rhodes Scholar, Fort Hood, mock-up of the Branch Davidian compound. You get the local police involved. You get General Shoemaker, who's now chief of staff of the Army.
It was like a reunion or something. They had special forces from Russia, Israel, SAS, Britain.
Yeah, and they conduct these at various places, Fort Hood, Fort Polk, Louisiana, and which fits with that 1952 map. Remember that map where it said other nations?
Yeah, the force restructuring, where our force goes down, the multinational gets bigger.
And they actually plotted out where they would be.
That's 7277.
It's before that one. It's the 7277 is the document which also said if the communist threat were greatly abated, the West would lose whatever its incentive it had for world government, which fits with the scenario we were talking about, how you have to have this dialogue.
And again, they openly say this. They create the false threat to build up the empire here,
yeah,
then bring in the, quote, communist system they were fighting. And they go, well, we're a capitalist system. The capitalists use a socialist system to consolidate and thieve our wealth.
Right, the monopoly capitalist at the top, that's right.
Let's talk to Jason in Canada. Canada after Canada, then Dr. Deagle. Go ahead, Jason.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Your martial law movie really, really is excellent. And I've been passing out copies to as many people as I could. But I'm here in Edmonton, Alberta, where the Queen is, actually. And you were talking about the Manitoba legislature building last week.
How your major papers admitted that it was all according to satanic diagrams, and the AP yesterday admitted, finally, that the Washington Monument and all of that is a cult, right out in the open, yes.
You bet. To add to that, we have a SIN number here. As far as I can remember, everybody born has a number, and it's three sets of three digits, and it's called a SIN number. And last night, coming from our legislature building, which looks just like the one in Manitoba, there was hooting noises coming out at around 9 o'clock for about 20 seconds.
Well, just stay there. We'll let Dr. Cuddy comment on this. The AP going, oh, yes, D.C.'s laid out as a giant temple. It's no big deal, though.
America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi folks, Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation. All right, Jason in Canada. Canada call after Canada call. Finish up what you were saying. You know, I think what you heard is they have the screech of eagles, hawks, and owls to scare pigeons that deface different structures. I mean, you'll hear that walking around a grocery store here in Austin, Texas. You'll hear a woo, woo, or a yeah, you know, the different cries of birds. And so, yes, those are the cult design structures, but you probably heard the anti-fowl screech of a predatory birdie. But going back to Dr. Dennis Cuddy, sir, getting into... did you see the AP article yesterday about, yes, the Capitol's all set up a cult, and the Washington Monument, but it's good. Did you hear about that?
Not that particular one. That's been known for quite some time. The pentagram and the compass and the square, the Freemasons of the day, basically set that up. In fact, if you go to the Scottish Rite Temple there, the head office of the Freemasons in D.C., you'll see embedded swastikas in the thing. Most people don't know that. The reason is the swastikas have been associated with the Aryans, Aryan race, which is supposedly the last of the civilizations that survived Atlantis and Plato.
And that's what Iran means. Iran is translated into Aryan.
And so what happened was Francis Bacon picked up on this and wrote a book called The New Atlantis, and he had a lot of his secret stuff brought over. That book, as it was originally published posthumously, didn't have all the secrets. The rest of the secrets were brought over by Nathaniel Bacon, his relative, and so they would foment like the Whiskey Rebellion and all that stuff in the early part, and they had this underground vault in near Williamsburg, Old Bruton Parish, and Jefferson was the last one to look at that stuff, and he dug it up and stuck it either at Monticello, University of Virginia, or in D.C. But, you know, that movie National Treasure is just fiction, but there really is this sort of vault of secret stuff, the Aryans and the secret knowledge and all that.
Absolutely. They're completely out of control. Thank you for the call, Jason. Let's talk to Dr. Deagle. Dr. Deagle, haven't heard from you in a while. Welcome, sir.
Welcome, Alex. You have an amazing guest on with Dr. Cuddy, and want to back up that everything he's saying is absolutely true, and it's even more horrible than that, and people better wake up immediately and get your videos and get trying to replicate and do, and become Alex Jones in their countries, because the plans aren't just for America, where liberty is shining. It's happening in Canada, it's happening in Britain and elsewhere, and if you're listening on this overseas, wake up and take up the standard, because there's no silent heroes. There's going to be a conference coming up here with Pastor Butch Paugh on June 4th, just a week and a half from now, talking about unveiling the beast. And we have, of course, Colonel Craig Roberts and Dave Von Kleist and Joyce Riley and myself. I'll be talking about the mark as a medical procedure and giving a lot of, you know, very scary but unfortunately very true information.
Well, interesting. Do you have any questions or comments for Dr. Cuddy?
Yeah, the fact is that people need to face the fact of what Dr. Cuddy's saying, that this isn't just an ID card, you know, like a credit card in your hand. It's the national database, but it's also a mind control uplink chips that they're planning to put on. So people wonder, why would a credit card put you in a position at odds with God? And the reason for it is because their ultimate plan is to mind control the entire population and turn them into cyborgs. So
well, that's what the Pentagon says in the Hive Mind report and in another report, but why don't we just ignore that?
Yeah, the valid fact is there's lots of documentation that you can stick to. You don't have to get into things that are off into a kind of conjecture. There's so much stuff that's published right from the convergent technologies.
Well, that was my question. My final question for Dr. Cuddy is, why would the Associated Press come right out and just admit all this now?
They do a lot of that, as like I said, a sort of test. It's sort of to some extent, it's an in-your-face, you know, what are you going to do about it, that sort of scenario. And
but why are they doing that now?
Well, like I said, they figure there's a critical element in time to see what the population is willing to do, because they have something else planned. And so let's say the public accepts that. Then what you need to think about is, what's their next step? What can they use that for?
Public temples.
Yeah, exactly. I really see this coming, but I see a number of things brewing. Not only the weather modification, but I've got some very significant evidence from my background in infectious disease and talking to other virologists that they have plagues planned that they're going to release here in the next year or two.
I hope you're wrong. I'll let you finish up about that, Dr. Deagle, on the other side. Author of The Cover-Up, which we're carrying, 9/11 in Iraq. It's excellent. We have it at Infowars.com or by writing to us. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, always an honor to have you, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you.
You can go to newswithviews.com, read some of his great columns, or at prisonplanet.com. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'll take 5 more calls. We'll finish up with Eagle, and I'll go to Jeff, John, Rick, and Christina. That's all I have time for because I want to hit some other news here. But I hope this broadcast has been enlightening for you about the history and operations and architecture, both literal and figurative, of the globalist control system. Before I go back to your calls, I'm going to be showing my film, my best film, my little mini-series, 2.5+ hours at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in downtown Austin on Colorado Street twice on June 3rd. Friday, June 3rd, coming up in about 10 days or less. Friday, June 3rd, 7 and 10 p.m. I'll also have a question and answer at the end of each showing. I'll be there with my videos and books and other materials. That's coming up, and about half the tickets have now sold for the 3 showings because there's the other showing the next week, about six days later, on Wednesday, June 8th at 8 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. We don't want to go downtown. And about half the tickets have sold. If you average together the 3 showings, about half the tickets have sold. It would be advisable to go ahead and go to Infowars.com if you are online, and to go there to the site and to click through to the Alamo Drafthouse website and pick one of the 3 showings that you wish to go to. I would imagine that one of the showings is probably going to sell out even before you can buy tickets that day. If one of them does sell out, I will notify you the day before or the day of the event, so be sure to listen, or we'll have a note on the website. But I'm pretty sure all three shouldn't sell out, though we've had an event before where 200 people were turned away from a single showing. So it would be advisable to go ahead and go to Infowars.com and link through and get your tickets. And if you're bringing a guest, to get their tickets. Or to get your tickets at the door Friday, June 3rd and Wednesday, June 8th. And all the locations and maps and details are on Infowars.com. And last but not least, you know, many of you live all over the country and can't come to the theater and buy a video or watch the film. So I would suggest that you call and get martial law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, and learn the true nature of the New World Order. Learn about what they did on 9/11. Learn about the police state control grid they're setting up. It's my most powerful film. You need to have it. The toll-free number to order it, when you call, you can ask about all the specials and discounts, where you can save upwards of 75% on many of the items we offer. 1-888-253-3139. That number is 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And for $16, I believe that's what we're charging for it, Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, Cover Up, 9/11 in Iraq. It's excellent, it's scholarly, but also an easy read, full of quotes and documents. We have that available as well. So please get the films, get them, make copies, get them out to folks. They're very effective. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch all 12 of my films, hundreds of audio interviews, just masses of my weekly TV reports, new ones every week. My book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other videos. It's a ridiculous deal. Text reports that are just for members, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Going back, I'm going to move quick now. Dr. Deagle, finish up what you were saying.
It's a perfect segue from my request. You know that I had my practice in Denver, and I closed it last August. I live now in Canada, and I'm trying to get the your amazing video, and I'm telling everybody you must buy this to not only get the information out, but also to support Alex and what he's doing, because he's at the front of the spear. And if you don't support Alex and what all the other organizations that are on this network are doing, we won't be around a few years from now able to speak to anybody. We'll be silenced. We may not even be around, but we have to be the tip of the spear. And so you have to get this video. You must distribute it. And I want to find a request of how I can go about. They have some national organizations that want to show this.
Well, I've gotten your emails, Dr. Deagle, and I've told people they can make copies of my films for not-for-sale purposes.
Yeah, what I'd like to do is be able to support you by...
No, I understand, but I'm saying, I mean, you sent me an email, and I meant to respond. You're saying, you know, can you show it in Canada? Are you authorized? I mean, I would tentatively say yes, but I have to know the details. I don't want people getting charged a bunch of money to go see it. You know, I'm not sure how that would work.
Well, but what we want to do is basically cover the cost of the theater only, because we're trying to get the information out. And if there's anything extra, get it all back to you directly and have everything accounted by a national...
Well, regardless, I just can't ever give total control over my work, because lose control of it. Yeah.
Is there a distributor up here that can take care of all of those details so that they're...
Well, that's another problem. I have a very small operation. I have trouble paying my own few employees.
If I was able to get somebody that's a national organization contacting you directly and they take care of that, would that be possible?
Yeah, no, I mean, I would love for it to be seen. I'll tell you, if it's in a city hall or commons, I guess you call them up there,
right,
and it's free, then you've got authorization right now.
Right.
But I don't want something, you know, I mean, let's say hypothetically, say some socialist group wants to show it, then charge money. I don't want to support socialists.
No, no, absolutely.
No, I'm not saying you would do that. I'm saying hypothetically, I'd have to look at it on a case-by-case
basis. Absolutely, yeah.
Basis.
I just want to make certain that it's not being used, because what I see happening is exactly what you're saying. We don't want division between the left and right. We've got to get rid of this divisiveness, and we've got to get back to the basics that all of us are losing our rights here.
No, well, listen, just get in contact with me, and good to hear from you.
I really appreciate it, and keep on the fight, and everybody support what's going on now, because we don't have a lot of time left before some things happen. I think they're getting ready for some other events.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but a lot of evidence shows that, and good to hear from you. I appreciate your work as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Tejas. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes. Are you familiar with David J. Smith out of Waxahachie?
Yeah, we've had him on about 10 times, and he advertises on this radio show.
Yeah, you're not going to have him on anytime soon? No.
Well, why not? Yeah,
I'd like to hear him.
Why did you say no? I don't understand.
Oh, you said 10 times. I thought, you know, you might have had him on recently.
Well, I mean, I think in about 10 years, I've had him on about 10 times. It's always nice to have him on, yeah.
I'd love to hear him. Do you relate any of the climate of people with the price of gasoline as the price goes up? Maybe the insanity of the people kind of rises as well?
Well, I know this. If you take these yuppie women and men's Lexuses away, they'll go absolutely ape and do whatever they're told to get their money back. And that's all part of getting control of the economy, destroying the economy, then makes us all dependent. And, yeah, I mean, we have the Depression, and crime was pretty low, but people helped each other, and people had skills. If there was a Depression now, it would be total and complete bedlam.
Okay, last question. I want to get you on public access. You suggest any I have to go through maybe the Time Warner people or something?
Where do you live in Texas?
I'm in Southeast Texas.
Okay, Southeast Texas.
Beaumont put out their Orange area.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they've got access TV, they got rules. You just go ask for their rules.
They have, like, I think on the public access channel, they got the school board information or something like that. But that's
well, yeah, that's what they do. In the past, no, people didn't use it or they didn't advertise it, so then it becomes governmental. But normally there's clauses where you can get on the air, so I don't know the particular rules of that area.
So I'd have to go there, read the clauses, see if it's available.
Yeah, and maybe there won't be in that town, but there may be in the town next to it.
Okay, because we need to help one another get the word out, as you're saying.
Look, a senator will fly down to Texas to talk to 1,000 people, but in a medium-sized city of 40,000 people, where half of them have cable, you get a primetime show. There might be 5,000 people that tune past and watch. I mean, we've all got an opportunity here while it's still around to use it.
By all means possible.
Listen, I get calls, emails, faxes every day. Prominent people have seen my films on Access in their cities. Very effective tool. And there's a lot of other great films to air or get your own show.
Oh, really? Actually, take calls and et cetera, right?
And even if you didn't want to stick your face up there, you can just put an image up there or websites up there while you're talking and just do like a radio show. Thanks for the call. Yeah, maybe I'll get Pastor David J. Smith on the broadcast. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Georgia. John, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm just calling to tell you about I'm a veteran, and what's going on with the VA? I have a spinal cord injury. I've been dealing with the VA for 3 years. I just tell everybody they start with the people of weaker degree, like veterans and people in the projects and stuff who need a little help from the government. They've prescribed me psychotropics. And tell me I need a psyche valve, even though I have MRIs showing bones.
Well, sir, I mean, I've had people on who've covered this. This is admitted. They get paid bonuses for not giving health care. And if they don't want to operate on you, they will set you have to go to another private doctor. You have to get a diagnosis. You have to get copies of your medical records. By law, they got to give them to you. Don't tell them what you're up to, though. They'll abscond with them. And then take that and force them to do something. But I mean, do you really want that foreigner that's your doctor with a Cracker Jack degree to operate on your spine?
Every single doctor, I've had three of them. I've had three different doctors. Every single one has been Pakistani or Indian.
No, I know. No. You're not allowed to be black, Hispanic, or white. No, I'm not joking. It is unknown. You cannot find, unless it's the head of the hospital, an American. And they've got Cracker Jack degrees, and they cut the wrong legs off, you name it.
But
I wouldn't want them working on my spine. I'd take out a loan or get the surgery and do whatever you have to if you need surgery. I would not want one of those people operating on me.
I just want to tell everybody out there, because we're going to start with the veterans, and it's going to be you next.
They've said all jobs, it'll get seven times. You think technology job layoffs are bad? Seven times worse. And then under the new thing Bush wants, unlimited skilled importation of labor. Can you say unlimited? Unlimited.
God. Well, Alex, I just thought I'd tell you that. And get all the veterans out there involved in the VA system, get out there and protest. If they're totally unresponsive. They want to give me a psyche valve because
people
on my spinal cord.
Listen, I remember seeing the testimony in the mid-90s of this Marine Corps captain. It showed photos of him all big and muscular. He comes back, DU, the injections, he shrivels up, he can barely talk in a wheelchair, and he goes, they keep telling me I'm mentally ill, they will not give me treatment, I fought for country, and that won't help me,
down like a month later. Please, I just need medical treatment. The many member of my unit dying, help me.
That's exactly why I'm sitting there crying watching this.
That's exactly what's going on. I have many friends. I've guys with Gulf War illness, everything. They're telling us all we're crazy. And see, the funny thing is, they will give you your compensation if you admit that you are mentally ill.
And then when you try to buy a gun later, sorry.
Yeah, you can't have a gun from about.
I'm afraid you don't have that right.
But see, the people that stick the stickers on their cars saying they support the troops, they don't want to hear about this.
No, they don't.
They don't want to hear about how the Pat Tillman case was made up or Private Lynch. They just want to feel good. And they're going to feel real good when everything they've got's taken by their loving government. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. And folks, I'm not kidding. I mean, this is what it's like. The people shrivel up. They start having seizures. They have to be put in diapers. And then they die, and the family goes and buries them. And the VA says, Billy was mentally ill.
Billy was bad. He didn't take his drugs. He would have been better.
I mean, folks, it's that sick. The people that support the troops go, shut up, communist! Well, actually, I'm against communism. The Pat Tillman case, they killed him, and then they lied about it, and they lied about, well, shut up! Well, Bush actually is going to register all the guns now. Ron Paul says, shut up, commie, he's a commie, too! But I love America. I'm against, you know, a bigger government. Shut up! Well, Bush is involved in Luciferian rituals. Shut up! But sir, he signed back on to UNESCO. He's for amnesty.
You're a liar. I love George W. George W., I love you.
Idiots. All right, I'm out of control, folks. Rick in Reno. Go ahead, Rick.
Gentlemen, with your permission, I would like to read a very short paragraph from Dennis Cuddy's 2004 August 11th
okay, but
article.
Okay, but it's just gentlemen because there's nobody else here.
When Hillary Clinton became First Lady of the U.S. in 1993, she was in charge of a health care task force, about half the members of whom were connected with the Robert Wood Johnson RWJ Foundation. On the NBC Today Show, January 23, 1990, Dr. Michael Lewis of the New Jersey Robert Wood Johnson Medical School had claimed lying is an important part of social life, and children who are unable to do it are children who may have developmental problems.
Yes, yes, good.
That is insanity right there.
No,
That's a very revealing paragraph.
Well, look, I mean, I've got the National Calhoun Reader that they use for social workers nationwide for 20 years, and it says the family is a disease, it will be destroyed.
They're trying their best to do it, too.
But see, you're mentally ill. You're against it. What's wrong with DU? I mean, so the Pentagon's own documents say it'll kill the troops. But you're against the troops because you want to save them. You've got to learn the new ways.
Rick. Keep up the good work, gentlemen.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question.
Go.
I'm being a little bit sarcastic today, but no, I mean, it is getting more and more crazy. And I know you're not going to let the globalists intimidate you. Are you going to go down swinging?
Absolutely.
Well, I think they're going to go down. I think they're going to fail.
They're going down! Take care.
All right. Thanks for the call. You know, to all the people listening out there, I mean, people that serve this system and are afraid deep down inside to decide to rationalize and make excuses, then I'm begging you. I've studied this. This is all I do is look at this. And let me tell you something. It's a lot worse than I can articulate and explain. I mean, it's bad. Mucho grande bad. Christina, last call, because I want to cover a few little tidbits of news. Christina in Kansas City, you're on the air.
Thanks so much, Alex. Listen, I remember you used to tell us the odds were 500-1 and we were going to win, and I believe we will.
Well, I said we outnumber the globalists 500-1.
Right. Thanks for having me on again. Tomorrow night in Kansas City at the Johnson County Main Library, we're going to show your film at 6 p.m. And the address, can I give the address?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Johnson County Main Library, everybody in Kansas City, would you please call people you know and tell them so that we can be there and watch this great film of Alex. 6 p.m. Wednesday night, 9875 West 87th Street in Overland Park, Kansas. Thanks, Alex.
All righty. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm glad people are showing the film in high schools and colleges and dormitories and all over the place. They are showing martial law. And I salute you. I commend you. Thank you. It's a powerful film. Jeff Rent said last night, I sent him a copy, he said it's the most powerful film he has ever seen. And a lot of people are saying that. They were saying Road to Tyranny was the best. Well, this trumps it in spades. And I hope you'll have Truck with us. I hope that you'll have Sucker with us. I hope that you'll traffic with us in the fight against the New World Order. Because this film is powerful, and it's something all of you need. Ride out, my friends, against the enemy. Fight him in the full blazing rays of the sun, out in the open, not in the darkness. Be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Talk radio, real issues that actually affect you and your family, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh my goodness, there is a lot of news here I want to hit in the final minutes of this transmission. Deadly car bomb explodes near Iraqi school. A car bomb exploded today near a Baghdad Junior High School for girls, killing 6 people, and 8 American soldiers were killed in 2 days of insurgent attacks in and around Baghdad, the military said. But the mission's been accomplished. In the last 2 days, the military announced that 13 American troops have been killed since Sunday. Those reports came as insurgents carried out a string of explosive suicide attacks and drive-by shootings around the country that also killed 49 Iraqis. At least 620 people, including 53 U.S. troops, have been killed since April 28th, when Prime Minister Jafari announced his new Shiite-dominated government. And very, very serious. Black market organ trade in Baghdad's new growth industry. Look at the fruits of the liberation. And Ali Hamid quit his job as a taxi driver because he no longer felt safe on Baghdad's street, increasingly desperate for money to help him get married. He hit on a once-in-a-lifetime business opportunity, selling one of his kidneys. At least they don't. At least they didn't kill him and take him like they're doing in some of the camps. It's all part of the new freedom. Coming out that the U.S. government actually sold those photos of the tabloid. They're now trying to deny it. Saddam and his underwear meant to enrage the Arabs yet again. Part of the Pentagon program, P2OG, to cause a crisis. Should have spent an hour on this. I didn't. I probably will tomorrow. Big brother to dictate what you can and cannot photograph, Christian Science Monitor. And they say there's no law, but they claim that under suspicious activity section of the Patriot Act that they can arrest anybody with cameras or photo cameras, video cameras, and that the police just don't care if there's no law. They're just going to do it. Talk about total absolute tyranny in your face. They're putting up all their cameras, but our cameras are evil. Futurists download the mind by 2050. The wealthy will be able to download their consciousness into computers by 2050. The not-so-well-off by 2075, claims futurologist Dr. Ian Pearson, head of the futurology unit at BT. And he gets into all of that Orwellian-type, that's Brave New World-type stuff. A top neocon is moving into the top minion at Google. Very, very scary there, ladies and gentlemen. And all is not well, the South Florida Sun Sentinel reports, in the wonderland of North Korea. Secret North Korean footage suggests nascent dissent. While shaking hands, North Koreans climbed onto the shoulders of a buddy to reach the underside of the bridge. As another accomplice stood guard, he hung a banner denouncing North Korean leader Kim Jong-il in bright red paint, risking their lives because they could be members of Al-Qaeda. Kim Jong-il must save them from the terrorists. Then he took out a video camera disguised to look like a carton of cigarettes and filmed his handiwork for posterity. See the human spirits resisting total freedom like they have in North Korea. The new term is freedom, not slavery. Today the North Korean who says he shot the video on behalf of the group called the Freedom Youth League lives in hiding in Thailand under the assumed name. A small, wiry man in his 30s, he smoked L&M cigarettes nervously as he recalled his daring feat against the totalitarian government. Why don't we all go out and do the same thing? I think I'll do that sometime soon. Go out and hang a banner up over the highway. Every little bit counts. We should practice as we enter the dark times for these types of resistance. Of course, they're putting up the cameras to track all of that. There's ways to get around it. We are never going to stop. I will follow this course. I am committed to it. I am sworn to it before my Creator to resist tyranny. I ask that God lead, guide, and direct all of us and strengthen all of us for what we face, but together with God's help, we have a great chance of resisting the New World Order and waking a lot of people up so they're not sucked in by this evil Antichrist world government system. The New World Order is upon us, my friends. We have a job to do resisting it and warning others for humanity and posterity and the future of our children and their children. God bless you all. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2.